This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The wall of water that obliterated coastlines in South and Southeast Asia killed thousands and left millions homeless. Relief efforts are focused on basic items such as food, clean water, and medicine. The International Red Cross says it is now concerned about the spread of waterborne diseases. Jayanth Vinson works for World Vision India. He is in Chennai, India. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
With the damage so far reaching, what have you been able to do so far?
All that we've been able to do so far is provide food to people living in camps because their houses have been washed away. Camps and World Vision has been able to provide food and will continue to do so for the next 2 days. We are trying to see if we can provide them with medical care too.
And is the medical care readily available?
To an extent it is, but there are so many people who have been rendered homeless at one blow that even the medical services are being stretched. So that's the reason why agencies like World Vision have to step in to work with the government.
What stories about relief efforts are you hearing from colleagues elsewhere in the region?
Colleagues are talking about the horrific damage of the amount of life that's been lost, but we're also hearing stories about how people have just taken to the streets, common people who have been lucky enough to not affected by this disaster, who just cook food in their homes, put them in cars and go around and try to help people, feeding them where they are. That is an amazing story.
Well, how long do you think it will take relief workers to get the upper hand in the aftermath of this?
I think the relief work is slowly gaining the upper hand. We have, in India at least, we know where most of the people who have been affected are. Slowly the bodies are being cleared. That's the hardest part of the work that is being done. And aid is reaching each and every one of those people who are stuck in camps. I think in the next 24 hours we should clearly have the upper hand, and then we should be going to the next phase of providing more long-term solutions.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Jayanth Vinson is with World Vision India.